We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
The notion that I'm hearing from Brady's side is that they don't want to make this a big thing. They don't want to do the Peyton Manning, get on airplanes and have people checking the tail things on the airplanes and flight aware and all this stuff, trying to figure out where he's going next, that they'd rather make this quick, have people come to them that they've decided that they want to speak with and get this over relatively quickly.
That's kind of and like NBA free agency. Mike, sorry to cut you off,
yes.
Isn't it? It's like, hey, get off the plane. Where's the big proposal and the music video and the VR of me in the jersey and pitch it to me?
Mm-hmm. And very randomly, Tom Brady was included in the Boston Celtics pitch for Kevin Durant, and that was held at the Hamptons. Durant just locked down at the Hamptons, and everybody came to him. So you wonder if maybe Brady said, hey, it's not a bad idea. It's kind of cool. Everybody can come to me. I don't have to go get jet lag going everywhere. I kind of know what everybody wants, but pitch it to me. But pitch it in my presence. Pitch it face-to-face with me.
So Giardi is hearing that Tom Brady will hole up somewhere and everybody will come to him with massive displays of their affection,
right,
and pitch their city as the place where Tom should end his career.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's done enough that he deserves the come to football Jesus, as opposed to having to get on board Air Brady and fly to Vegas and fly to Nashville. Right. He's played so long. He knows what their facilities look like. He knows what their home stadium's like. He knows who works the operations. He knows who their Oz is. Come to Brady, quick pitch, in, out, do it in 48 hours. Not a protracted sort of like, you know, dog and pony show.
But Kraft cannot allow this to occur. If this setting has actually occurs, if these people come to Brady and meet with him and talk contract, he's never coming back to the Patriots.
You sure about that?
You think they're going to match whatever the top dollar offer is?
I mean, they're going to have no choice unless you're talking about, we were discussing this earlier. Let's say, I mean, I think the Raiders offer is probably pretty legit, right?
Right.
That's what they're prepared to offer is 2 years and $60 million. Don't you think the Patriots are going to have no choice when that becomes, you know, it's public now that they're going to have no choice but to try to match it? Unless Bill is like dragging his heels and saying, absolutely not, there's no way I'm going to do it.
That's what Kraft is going to say. He's going to blame Belichick, and Belichick's going to get his way in the end here, because there's no way. They didn't offer 2 years and 50 last year when he was coming off a Super Bowl win, and he was a year younger. Now he's a year older, had his worst season in a decade. You think they're going to now offer him 2 years and $10 million more?
But how could it really be about money at the end of the day? Aside from just like a tip of the cap, that tip of the cap can come in so many different forms. Acknowledgement from the coach, the love from the fans, and also giving him what he wants, like an arsenal to play with. We've heard the reports from Giardi referencing Pro Football Focus that Brady was still top rated in intermediate and deep ball throws last year. So give him what he needs. Give him a tight end again. Trade for somebody, sign a Hunter Henry or a Tyler Eifert, and give him some legitimate deep ball threats like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he removed all of his Vikings stuff from all social media. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. He deleted everything Vikings related from his Instagram. Some wonder if there's a trade imminent. People, of course, are obviously hoping it's for New England. Some think it just could be a leverage play to find his way out of town. And Diggs is not Adam Thielen, who is still the number one target in Minnesota, but the guy averages 18 yards a catch. There's no one on the Patriots that resembles the kind of downfield talent and hands that this guy has, and that's what Brady needs.
Forget about all that stuff. If they're pitching Brady at his house, it's becoming Woo Giselle, right? They're like pitching she sheds at stadiums, and I mean, what are they? There are people. They're gonna like bend over backwards to make her want to come to whatever city this is. Don't you think?
This is them employing whomever is the head of their tourism board. And saying, like, listen, you got to put together a 90-second video about everything that's great. And, oh, by the way, make sure you gear it toward Giselle because she's making the decisions.
I actually got a copy of this from the Raiders. They actually told Giselle their building is entirely green, the new stadium.
Is it made from reclaimed rainforest wood?
It's compostable dead bets.
What? and recycled buffet. But why do you need to sell Giselle on the town? This is a 2 to 3 year period tops. I know Guerrero was on the show and has said Tom could play maybe to 46, 47. Why do we have to put a term limit on his playing career?
Term limits.
They're going to end up probably in Greenwich near New York City so they can be near an international hub, which is where she seems to be happier. Mm-hmm. This is a short stint that could involve commuter flights or Brady just getting a little dude shack.
You don't think she has any say in it?
She has some say, but I can't imagine that she's got the final say.
According to some reports, she doesn't like it around here anymore.
This is a team decision by the Bradys. This is a 50-50 shot. They both have equal weigh-in, in my opinion, I think.
I think it's equal
because I think Tom has played so long at this point, and they've been together long enough. They've had two kids. He's got Jack, with Bridget. The end is coming at some point, whether it's next year when Tom's 45, whatever it is. But I think that at this point, Tom is a huge family guy. That's not a big secret. So I think that as much as he is driven as a competitor and wants to keep playing, he also wants to continue to cultivate his home life and make sure that his wife and his kids are happy. So I think that this is an equal input situation here.
I think it's even more than 50-50 because if you look at it, Giselle is the businesswoman.
Yes.
She's always been the one who's competitive in that arena. And I think she views Tom as being dramatically underpaid over the course of his career and is finally saying, if you want to keep playing, Tom, that's fine, but get your worth.
She finds this area tacky. Oh, suddenly, bottomless Bud Lights and steak tips aren't good enough for old Gigi there? Come on. Really, Boston's tacky? Come on. That can't be a driving force in why Tom Brady wants to leave.
The same cachet as New York.
Please. But you don't think that if...
When he couldn't complete passes against the Titans, he was probably thinking, well, gee, did say this place was tacky, so I guess I'll just toss this one to Logan Ryan and call it a career.
But if you're somebody who's like going to the Met Ball and things like that, then Boston is not the same.
It's not even close.
I hate to break it to you, but it's not the same.
She saw you roaming the Gillette Stadium lots and was like, God, the definition of tacky is this Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Ken, it almost took you as long to get that out as it does for me to hit the pause button on Skate Pod before I crash on the pike. Stop it. Look, I get it. They are an international family at this point now. Like, they belong to the world. They're beyond famous. I get it. The Met Gala, everything New York, that's fine. But how in the hell is them living in Greenwich or living in New York going to facilitate him playing in Nashville? They're going to just rip the kids out of school here. I know they're down in New York. Go put them in Nashville for 2 years, indoctrinate them to Broadway. What's country? What's rock and roll? Play with Vrabel and then come back? It just doesn't seem like it's worth it.
It's a lot. It's a big shift.
Moving kids sucks. Ugh. Moving your family sucks. Temporary relocation sucks.
I think you're trying to convince yourself.
I'm not. I'm prepared to buy a 12 jersey wherever he goes.
I understand that. Of course you are. You're a sycophant.
Yes, I'm a sick man.
You have a crush on the guy, but the fact that you're going to consider
that... You have a Tom Brady stain on your pants.
I think they already... Don't you think... No, that's the bechamel sauce from the Capitol Grill.
Oh, right.
That's
the Kona-crusted
steak. But she's already said... They already went through their argument about whether he was going to play further or not. I don't think she cares where he ends up going. I don't think it matters to her one bit.
I think in part it does. By the way, if they do wind up having to move the kids, is Nick going to show up on the private jet and tell them how well-behaved they were during the whole flight?
Aren't they just like octopus?
I will be chasing them down the tarmac. Don't go, Tom. Yes, headlines now. Tom and Giselle do Tampa. Just let that set in. Tom and Giselle Dutam. Hey, everyone, look, in the poured concrete asshole that is Tampa Rays Stadium, whatever they call that in St. Petersburg. In St. Petersburg. But that's where they play their baseball games. Here comes Tom Brady out to throw the first pitch at a Rays game. Listen to all 793 fans cheer him on. Stop it.
And Giselle, very upset AAF got sold. Lots of rock stations in Tampa.
Very upset about that.
Greg, do you honestly think
that Giselle isn't a driving force behind where he plays and what he does?
Yes.
That is absurd.
You're nuts.
Did you watch Time versus Time? He's basically doing whatever she asks him to do. She runs that house. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is a major player.
I think she was, when she was blabbing on about concussions and such,
I think that she was all over him to stop playing. And I think that they came to some kind of an agreement where he gets to play till he's 45 or 46 or whatever it is, and she's not going to have that much say in the matter.
Hello!
And I think that's why, if you believe the, you know, the Connecticut house story, that's why. It's because she's like, all right, I want a house that's near New York. I don't want to be in Brookline. I want to be near New York City. Mm-hmm. I can run my business from there. The kids can go to great schools there, and you can go play wherever you want to play.
Now, she's going to show up at the games, at least. You'd admit that. She'll come and watch in the suite.
Yeah, but
so by association, she becomes part of the city.
They can, like, private jet into the games. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't know. You're acting like she's the Yoko Ono of the thing and telling him exactly what he's going to do. I just don't. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off on it. Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, you guys.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Danielle, I think nailed some of it. So you got to figure, if any of this is being pitched towards the family and towards Giselle, I'm thinking areas that have a larger Brazilian contingent, areas that have very good, better school systems. I'm thinking San Diego, Dallas. You know, Nashville, I don't see it. Aside from his relationship with Vrabel and some others there, I don't see it happening.
I mean,
listen, Tom has nailed one of the most important tenets of life that so many of you are resistant to. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I think she's pretty happy. I think she's pretty happy without telling him where he has to play football. If he were putting his foot down
and ignoring what she wanted, divorce. It would be a disaster. Tom is a smart man.
And why not possibly examine the Tom Brady staying from the Greenwich perspective? Okay, Tom, we'll move down to Greenwich. I need more New York City in my life. You do your year-long leverage play to make sure you get the most out of the Patriots in terms of dollars, but especially in the team that you want. I can go to New York. You're not that far, and you can finish things up nice and tidy there. Everything could be seen as leverage play, getting out of best buddies, finishing in Brookline.
If they're going to go out and get him everything that he wants, why weren't they in on Olsen?
Because he's got 1 year left in him tops. And what they're probably going to do is reload with as many targets as possible in Seattle because they know they've got enough team to be able to get after it in the NFC. Greg Olsen has got 2 years tops, and he may break down halfway through the season and go back to the broadcast booth. You need somebody who's going to give you years. Phil Perry suggested that the Patriots find a way to contact the Falcons, who are the most cap-strapped team in the NFL, tag Austin Hooper, trade for him, and give yourself the tight end of the future for the next 5 years. And if he's tagged, then they can negotiate a deal with him.
But, Nick, last year they brought in tight ends that had zero time left. They couldn't even play in the NFL.
I can't believe you would speak of Izzo this way. By the way, Ben Watson, probably going to be a DJ on WPTL once it takes over for AAF. Imagine Curtis, if he did a Jesus football show on AAF.
Oh, my God.
That would be amazing.
Good Lord. No, it would be good.
Curtis, a texter wants to know what indication you have that Giselle is telling him what he's going to do.
I watched Tom versus Time. I saw how she ruled the roost. And you mark my words, when he is introduced as the new quarterback of the Oakland Raiders, she will be on the dais talking about how great it is to be here and how Vegas is one of the best cities in the world.
The Vegas Raiders.
Are you in the gone camp or are you in the stay camp?
Gone.
You're in the gone camp?
Yep.
We invented the gone camp like months ago. Scoops board is disrespectful.
Why haven't you guys been added to the gone board? And can we put Ben Affleck on stay, please? Can we put Ben Affleck?
I would like
Affleck
to make the gone board gone.
Can we take it out of the studio every morning?
Well, I hate to do this, but is it big news that Tom E. Curran is on the gone board?
Well, he had that whole preamble saying he's not in the prediction business and all that other crap. I mean, it was kind of a half-assed prediction.
Oh, I think he said basically gone yesterday.
Where do you stand right now?
I think it's important to understand that I'm a chronicler of the news, not a predictor of the news. And as a guy who has that kind of integrity and self-esteem, I'm not going to be out there dabbling in predictions, but I think he's gone.
I think he's gone. Wow. Imagine that day.
No.
Imagine the entire region. Is it going to be a day off from work?
Yes, hopefully.
You've asked Governor Baker a lot of things that he would do for the region, but have you gone to the emergency clause of will you give everyone the day off if there's that press conference like they had in Indianapolis years ago with Kraft and Belichick? Kraft would be standing next to Tom, who will be wearing this perfect suit, looking like the nines, and Kraft will probably be in tears.
But wouldn't you be happy for Tom Brady if he goes somewhere else?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd be happy if he got what he deserved. I'd be sad for the team and for New England. But I'd be, he's given us so much as a player that, of course, it's devastating to think of him being anywhere else.
Serious question. Will Kraft even speak on it if he leaves? I mean, they're not obligated to. They won't.
Yes, he does.
He has to. And
he's going to have to.
Will it be like the Sox press conference the other day?
You don't think he's going to?
I bet you nothing. Belichick won't speak.
No.
Nope.
Lunch.
No, yeah, well, lunch at the whatever meetings, the owner's meetings?
No, I'm betting you lunch.
Oh, you bet lunch?
I'm betting you lunch at Steak Pants.
That they speak.
My new place.
And I will have never rooted harder for a team than I will Tom Brady's new team against Belichick. I will hope for that team to go like 14-2 and Belichick to go 2-14. So all the idiots around here who have said it's Belichick over Brady finally understand the truth.
You can't root again. I mean, listen, I can root for Tom Brady when he's not playing the Patriots, but you can't actually root against your own team, can
Absolutely.
You, Curtis?
Sure you can.
Brady was screwed over by them in the end, was not given the proper contract offer after making billions, literally billions, for that organization.
But you think it's about, do you think that ends up being mostly about money or mostly about weapons for him?
I think it's about respect. I know it sounds cheesy, but I think it's money is respect.
So
to
do you
athletes.
Think so do you think Bill can fix it by giving him a big public hug?
Well, it's February 19th. He's a free agent in less than a month. Where has he been the last 2 months since they lost to the Titans? Why has there been no contract negotiation? Why has Belichick not even made his feelings known on the biggest subject in town?
Very important. Tom just added to his Instagram story 3 seconds ago. Let's go 8 a.m. bodywork session at TB12 Sports.
Yep. Did you see that Monday stuff?
What's very important about that?
That he's up and he's doing bodywork. And it looks like
maybe the Monday stuff?
Sam Boylston Street the whole after thing? The mountains yesterday.
Yeah, so. Sorry. Like the whole thing that like Monday, he's like, thanks for all the fuel that you're adding to the fire. Can't wait to prove you wrong. Mm-hmm. Year 21. Let's go. Like, yeah. What guy with half a billion in the bank in his early to mid-40s is up working out at 6 a.m. telling the rest of the world, thanks for doubting me? I mean, Tom, no one's really doubting you. You've kind of like done it all. You're the greatest of all time. But the fact that's his mindset. He's so hyper-competitive.
But who do you think he's directing that post at? If you guys think social media is such a big deal and you can indicate that it indicates what Tom Brady is, the message that he's sending. Who is he sending that message to? Who is fueling the fire? Well, is it the Patriots by not? They haven't given him an offer. Let's buy into what Curtis is saying. They haven't done anything. So is that who he's talking to? Is he talking to fans? Who's he talking to?
There are two camps. Most are going to say he's directing it towards everybody, all the mouth clowns from Rob Parker to Max Kellerman. Some will probably believe that this could be a veiled shot at Belichick. No contact, no contract offer. Okay, you think it's time to move on for me? I'm ready to party.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
Hello,
Steve?
Hello, Danielle.
Hello, Esteban.
Hey, Tom's not going anywhere. This would be like him like getting us pregnant, leaving, and marrying another woman. I mean, it's just not going
to
happen.
I don't know if that's a great reference to make, Steve.
This is Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys. I keep hearing Curtis all the time talking about how it's Brady, not Belichick. And he talks about what's Belichick ever done without Brady. You know, Curtis, where was Cleveland when Belichick took over Cleveland?
They weren't great, and they weren't great when he left.
No, great. Great's not the answer. They were the second worst team in the NFL. Where were they 4 years later?
They won a playoff game against the Patriots.
They were the fourth best team in the NFL. They beat the Patriots in divisional round. They won their division. They beat them in divisional round.
Question,
and
Peter.
And then the
question, Peter.
Pulled out from under.
Peter, yep. Let me ask you a question. What was Bill Belichick's record before Mo Lewis hit Drew Bledsoe in New England?
But you take in the Cleveland. You take in the Cleveland.
Right. He would have been fired if not for Brady replacing Bledsoe.
Again, this is where you're ignorant on the facts. Did you ever read Michael Holley's book,
Patriot Reign? Yes. Great book.
And what did Belichick tell Kraft when he took over, when he was interviewing for the job?
Okay. I know he talked about Bledsoe, but guess what? I was in this town then. He didn't have the balls to execute it until Mo Lewis nearly decapitated Bledsoe.
Nope. That's not what he talked about. What he talked about was the roster was bloated with overpaid guys like Chris Slade, Chris Canty's of the world. And it was going to be a 3-year turnaround. Do you remember that part, or did you actually read the book?
Okay, Peter, it's not a monologue,
bud. No, I'm just dealing in facts. I'm dealing with documented fact.
I'm dealing in documented fact. Without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick is the greatest defensive coordinator in the history of football. He is not the greatest coach of all time. Tom Brady made Bill Belichick.
He did a tremendous job in Cleveland, got the rug pulled out of him in year five. All right, he turned that franchise around while switching away from their franchise quarterback in Kozak. If you did that today, took the second worst team and made them the fourth best team in year four, you'd have parades all over the league for you. And the fact that the lost leader term, Brady strategically takes 80 cents on the dollar because he knows his brand and his success was tied to New England. How much of that TB12 would be worth if Brady, say, won one or two Super Bowl titles? Or one title, say like a Drew Brees or an Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, by the way, 2 years prior to Belichick arriving, they won a playoff game in 89. Belichick arrived there in 91. So they won a playoff game against the Bills 2 years prior. So they're really awful.
Another fallacy, because how many players were on that team when he took over year one?
Oh, so we're talking about where they were. You said they were a dumpster fire. They won a playoff game 2 years before he arrived.
He had a turnover 40% of that roster.
Oh, 40% of the 60% of it won a playoff game.
Go look it up. Google it.
Can we go percentages on this we do on sports radio?
Oh, my God.
Curtis, you're talking about 70%.
I'm sorry. I didn't memorize Patriot Reign. I apologize.
What percentage of the success is Belichick and what percentage is Brady? Because I think it's 50-50.
Oh, now that is an Ordway take if I've ever heard one.
Oh, really? It is?
Why are we not allowed to feel that way? Why can't they just work so well hand in hand? Why can it not be a beautiful marriage in terms of on-field play? Not off-field, because we know it's not a beautiful marriage off. It's a functional marriage. But on the field, why can it not be a beautiful marriage of his schemes and his thinking with Brady's ability to not only still be able to throw the ball at his advanced age, but also read and decipher defenses?
Well, speaking
of marriages, Curtis and Danielle think that Tom Brady had to ask Giselle for permission to go work out at 8 a.m. and then post about it on Instagram this morning.
Did you think they talked about that last night?
Did you see their loving stare the other day on Instagram as they're doing resistance bands looking at each other?
Yes. You don't think she controls his eye, Cal?
And Linda told Bill to get rid of Brady.
Hello, Walt.
Hey, what's up? First-time caller to EEI ever.
Yes.
Love the show so far. But listen, man, I'm a Patriots fan, but we need to get off Tom Brady's jock.
I hear you.
We really do. It's just tiring. Just let him go.
There's a whole month of it. There's a whole month left, Walt.
28 days.
So you say more. You say just let him.
What else do one of them do?
Let
him go.
You think he's gone, Walt?
Yeah, let him go. Let him go.
All right, let him go.
Yeah.
And wish him well elsewhere.
Four words will matter most if Tom Brady makes it to free agency and does the Greenwich-based Kevin Durant Symposium. Where can I win? I think that's all that matters the most. Who can make the most compelling case with the talent around him, not about the salary? Where, over the next 2 to 3 years, can he finish on top? That's it.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Greg, I'm kind of with you this morning. Danielle, how are you?
Hello.
I don't think it's too much on Giselle. I mean, these people are different from everybody else. And I think she does her career and he does his.
Agreed.
No.
She's a businesswoman.
Yes, they're a unit, and she is a businesswoman, which makes sense why she would be invested in his professional future.
All right. We got to get to what is trending.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by the Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event, which lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I happen to agree with Curtis on this last part of the argument, but it is strange. Curtis still feels that Belichick is the greatest football coach of all time.
Right.
But if you have that separate argument.
I mean, is Tom Brady the only player that he has helped perform at a high level, a higher level than another coach would have been able to do?
Well, if you want to split up the dynasty, I think you can say, I heard Tom Curran say this yesterday, and he's right. The first half, the first 10 years is more Bill. The last 10 have been more Brady. But overall, if you want to ask who's more important, more vital, it's clearly Tom Brady.
I don't know. I'm confused. But I'll tell you where Curran made a point yesterday on Dale and Keefe. Back to the Giselle factor. Think about this. Here's what Curran tells Dale and Keefe.
Is part of the conversation from Belichick to Brady centered around OTAs?
Well, that's, to me, an interesting point. I think that I would say that it was if I were Bill Belichick.
Especially if you do go ahead and bring in a lot of new faces. Listen, we gave you Mohamed Sanu midseason. That didn't work. We drafted a receiver in the first round. That didn't work. So you're going to have to also give us a little something.
A big part of Tom Brady's reticence to come in for OTAs and anything that's voluntary is the fact that he's working for Wes. So he said, you know what? I'm going to work to rule.
So he's saying Brady did it out of spite, skipping the offseason stuff, which is Giselle-related, you would admit. I mean, he wanted to spend time with the family.
Well, it's family-related. It's not like she's telling him, you know, that...
Come on.
Ken, when I spend time with my kids, I don't do it so that I get check marks or points from my wife. I do it because I like my family.
You don't think he got a big check mark for skipping the last two offseason programs and it probably chapped Belichick?
Giselle, look at me throw the, look at me throw this ball in Monaco to a dude on a mahogany boat. Wow, I love you so much, Tom.
Drew Brees coming back for season number 20, so he and Brady both will be on the field next year. Saints quarterback announced that on the gram, as Danielle would say. Mm-hmm. He's looking forward to the grind at the age of 41. Greg Olsen goes to Seattle for 1 year, $7 million. Red Sox might get a new outfielder in Will Myers, and he costs $30 million. But to do that, I guess they would get pitching help in return. This is the latest scuttlebutt per the San Diego Union-Tribune. Red Sox gearing up for that big exhibition opener on Friday. Tuukka Rask and the Bruins in Edmonton tonight, 8:30, the face-off there. And Rob Manfred spent yesterday apologizing for calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal. The Bourbon and Bacon Festival is back. Bigger and better than ever. It's coming Saturday, March 21st at the Encore Boston Harbor. Sample bacon-inspired dishes. Try some of the best bourbon in the country. Bourbon and Bacon, presented by KN. Tickets on sale now at baconevent.com. That's baconevent.com. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Get your Ozzy on the radio now. Oh, maybe they'll play
HD2.
They'll probably play some Ozzy on the Christian contemporary Christian station.
Oh yeah,
I think so.
I would assume.
You know, where you can go to get your Ozzy? Parking lot at Gillette.
Yes.
Crazy train from every other tent and tailgate.
Yes.
To this day.
This is Jerry from Framingham. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
What's happening?
Not much. Beautiful day.
Tell me that you're calling. Tell me, Jerry, you're calling about something other than Tom Brady.
You know, Greg, I was going to. It's tedious for me to listen to it. It must be torturous for you guys every day to be talking about this. Every day. I mean, really.
I mean,
the 18th of March can't come fast enough. I'm going to be coming home from Savannah, Georgia, going down there for St. Patrick's Day to celebrate for 5 days, because it's a great place to go for St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
And I'm going to be down there and hopefully insulated from all this till I come home, because it has absolutely gone on way too long.
Well,
but, so obnoxious.
So obnoxious. But yes, Jerry. What do you have? Yes.
Why is it important for Curtis and other people that Bill and Tom canoodle? Because we don't have pictures of them spooning or holding hands as a boss-employee relationship, it speaks volumes of the negotiating tactics. Greg, do you spoon with your boss?
No.
Yes, no. Okay.
Upstairs.
They canoodle. Yeah, they've been seen canoodling at local restaurants.
But
do you have a healthy relationship with your boss?
Sure. But I don't.
So you can have a healthy relationship with your boss without holding his hand,
right?
Or spending some time canoodling together, right?
Yes, I think that they want to get some indication about what Bill Belichick is going to do based on the fact of the way that he acts. But he acts the same way with everybody.
Okay, guess what? I'm 5'7". I've always wanted to be 6'3". Guess who's not ever going to be 6'3"? Me.
Yeah.
And guess what we're never going to know? What's going on inside the noggin of Bill Belichick? It's the way it is now. It's the way it has been. And it is the way it will be forever.
No, the only thing that we can base a guess on is prior history. And prior history doesn't indicate that Tom Brady would be back for more than 1 year. But sorry to break the news to you. That's the only thing we can base it on.
Well, Bill lets you inside if he's doing one of his several NFL Films documentaries where he always looks like the most brilliant guy in the room, where he says that battles are won before they're fought, the art of war.
Curtis, answer this texter who you have enraged this morning. Could Brady do what he has done with another coach?
Yes.
He could.
Absolutely.
So Bill virtually has nothing to do with the six titles and the success that has been had.
Well, it's not seven because of Bill, because he benched Butler. We can get down that road if you want.
Can't you listen, if we're going to go down this road, can't you also argue that the Patriots have won as many Super Bowls that they probably shouldn't have, as lost as many as they probably should have won?
Yes.
The one or two they should have won, they lost, and vice versa.
Okay. No, well, those, the ones they lost were on freak plays that you say can go both ways. When you lose because you don't play someone because you're stubborn over something that occurred before the game, that's not excusable. That's not dumb luck. That's just dumb.
All right, and I also named a kid after Tom Brady, too, but he's got to see the pressure coming from Brandon Graham almost 3 seconds into the play where he fumbles at the end of the game.
Yeah, throwing for 500 yards and four touchdowns in the most amazing Super Bowl
performance. It was 505-3, and it was an amazing performance.
Did you see that Fitzy just ripped Brady for the fumble in the Eagles Super Bowl? That is incredible.
They're turning on.
Well, if I rip Shaq Mason, God, then you're going to say, oh, now Fitzy's a right guardist. I thought he was a special teamer. I can do no right here, Ken. Why can't we all just agree they've been perfect for each other? All right, let's go down the Curtis road for a second. I apologize, New England. Let's put him on a commensurately talented team over the past two decades. Curtis, who would that be? Would you say maybe Steelers, or who's been good pretty much consistently?
Packers, Steelers,
Saints, okay? Would Brady have six Super Bowls as the quarterback of the Saints, the Packers, the Seahawks, or the Steelers?
No.
No. Maybe three or four, tops. Maybe?
You think he'd have six, Curtis?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Come on,
so,
man.
So, personnel decisions, coaching up the D, that has nothing to do with Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, maybe he wouldn't be throwing to David Patton and Jermaine Wiggins and, you know, these stumble bums that he's been forced to play with on offense. Maybe he'd actually have an offense around him that's worth the talent that he has.
I mean, the Steelers, for sure. 0-1, 0-4, they won two without him. They would have beat the Packers in a Super Bowl they lost. I mean, that's five right there.
But couldn't you also argue that it was the coach who cost the Steelers in 0-1 and 0-4? Underrating the Patriots, not being prepared for the different schemes. I know some will say, like me, Hill Dog, that it was obviously Ernie Adams in his blimp cam right over top of Steelers facilities that got it done, dog. I get it, but like why does the safe seem so unacceptable in that it can't just be a perfect marriage? Do people need Brady and Belichick to go eat at the 99 together, or to have like, you know, spit the, you know, like share like a seafood tower at Davio's or something? My God.
Philly cheesesteak egg rolls. That's what I'm sharing there. Actually, I don't share those.
This is from the guy who like is Mr. Patriot porn. He wants to go behind the scenes and break it all down with Bryson, whatever his name is, from Pat's Pulpit. But now, it's just 50-50. Let's not dig too deep. It's a perfect marriage.
This is from the guy who always comes after Tucker Boynton because he surpassed Ken in followers in no time at all on Twitter.
We're doing Twitter followers.
Look what's happening to us. Brady Watch is making us all crazy, and we've got another 28 sponsored days. Please, Tom, for the love of God, just say yes or no.
Here's your pal, Albert, Curtis. Hey, Al, what's up?
This is what happens when rich people, which I have no problem with wealth establishment, but this is what happens when rich people are put in positions to talk about sports that don't know anything but the inside of a locker for the better half of their educational life. Tom Brady's going to go to any team and win six Super Bowls, a sixth-round draft pick with the body of a 60-year-old drunk man coming out of college, is going to go to any team in the NFL where coaching is five times more important than the players and the talent on the field, and he's going to win six Super Bowls.
That's what he says.
He doesn't believe.
That's what Curtis says.
I'll have you know, I was starting both ways, defensive end and center on the 4-4 Rivers 2002 football team.
when you're stuffed, in, well, you got to play because your father was rich. He probably built the friggin' stadium.
Doesn't matter how I got on the field.
It does. You're right, but they stuffed you in the locker during practice, and they let you on the field during the games so you could stand there so daddy could see you standing there, so he felt like his money was going to be well spent. That's the problem. You shouldn't be talking about sports. You shouldn't be on this show. Wiggins is even stupider. You know Tom Brady would have maybe, if he found a couple of binkies like Brady provide, like Belichick provided him with, Edelman and Welker and the little scat receivers, he may have won one or two. There's a chance.
Yeah, he played awful with a great receiver like Randy Moss, who had the greatest career, greatest season in his Hall of Fame career when Tom Brady was playing with him.
So did Dante Culpepper, Jeff George, and Randall Cunningham, too.
Right, exactly my point. Tom Brady made Randy Moss better than he ever was. He could have done the same on other teams.
No, he wasn't good with Dante. No, he wasn't good with Dante Culpepper. He wasn't good in his rookie game. He just simply
he had his best season of all time with Tom Brady. The best receiving season in NFL history.
Dante Culpepper, who couldn't hit the ocean from the beach, he made him millions and millions of dollars because he threw the ball vertically and down the field. Randy Moss doesn't count. Stop with Randy Moss. You know.
Well, because he's not Welker and these other scat backs that you were just talking about. He made Randy Moss the greatest receiver in the history of the NFL because he played with Tom Brady. He would have done that elsewhere.
So he became the greatest receiver in the NFL in one season. Because
it was the
season,
greatest season the greatest in the history of NFL receivers. Yes.
Like I said, so not only did those bullies, not only did they stuff you in lockers, they smashed you in the head with helmets, too. And then they put you in the locker.
Hey, what do you think about Lamar Jackson, Albert, while we're talking?
Was Tom Brady responsible for the interception against Seattle in the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
He was?
Yeah. Bill Belichick said Tom Brady is the one who suggested we actually go over their entire playbook and run that play in practice before the Super Bowl.
All right. Just asking, Curtis.
For a friend.
Couple friends.
Just asking.
I mean, Belichick's had so much success without Brady. I mean, we can list the seasons. I mean, he had one winning season without Tom Brady. My God.
And what about Tom's success without Bill Belichick?
He was awesome at Michigan. Won back-to-back bowl games. He was great. Came back against Alabama in the Orange Bowl his senior year.
Nobody is denying the greatness of Tom Brady, but to downplay Belichick's role over the past 20 years is to just be wearing the same, you know, hoodie footy, recovery pajama, Brady-colored glasses that most of us live our lives in. Come on.
Okay, but Fitzy, who has more success next year if they split up, Brady or Belichick?
Can I finish? Who has more success next year? Probably Brady. But we're moving the goalposts in the question, though, because Belichick has a situation that he's handling as both coach and general manager. And listen, he's the one who's invited all that smoke on himself, whereas Brady could just leave, go to someplace like Tampa, and then all of a sudden just has the greatest off, has an unbelievable arsenal, and they go, let's say, 12-4, 11-5, and Belichick goes 10-6.
But Tom Brady only has to think about 1 or 2 years of success. Bill Belichick has to think about the next 5 to 10 years.
Easily, yes.
And that's what he does.
What about the boogeymen? He's got them in place.
They're
what about
t-shirts.
This great special teams?
Really?
And I love how Tampa is now the standard. Well, Brady can just hand pick and go to Tampa, the greatest place to ever play football. Tampa? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are like, Brady's going to go there and cheat the system because he went to Tampa.
Hold tight. How can, Curtis, the two of you now, Kentus, Curtin, I become just synonymous as one super being of aggravation. How can you not see that you drop Brady into that offense and they go off at a near record-breaking pace? Look what Peyton Manning was able to do with Demaryius Thomas, Knowshon Moreno, and Emmanuel Sanders, and he have one of the five most prolific offenses in NFL history. How would Brady not torch the league if you gave him two of the best six receivers in football right now?
I mean, I think he'll do well, but they were 7-9 last year. I mean, it's more than just, as you know, more than just one unit.
This is Manny. Hey, Manny, what's up?
Hey, I think they both would have won on their own. Not as many as they did together because, you know what, everything has to go right. I mean, two of those Super Bowls were Adam Vinatieri field goals, you know what I mean? So it's a culmination of everything. Everything had to go right for them. So, you know, to say, like I said, they would have been Super Bowl champions, you know, on their own. But you know what? It was like 50 said. It was a marriage made in heaven, and they made it work for so long. And to get six out of it, that's you know what I'm saying? That's greatness right there.
No, I don't think either one of them. I mean, Wiggy talks frequently about without Brady, Bill being 8-8 or 6-10 next year.
I just can't wait for that to happen. I am begging for Tom Brady to go elsewhere and for Belichick to fall on his face.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because he's an arrogant douche.
Wow. Okay.
That's pronounced douche.
If we're going back to 2001, Brady, leads the final drive. And Vinatieri hits the big kick against the Rams. Brady was awesome in the final drive. We're not going to get back into the old fan service. But how can you not appreciate the fact that Belichick, alongside Pioli, handpicked a roster full of all these scrap heap guys, cheap veterans who came in and changed the culture and reset the standard? Because bringing in guys like Bobby Hamilton and some of the holdover guys from Parcells and from Pete Carroll, they put together. Belichick helped assemble that team, and they got it done as a team.
Remember, how was the culture reshaped in week two when they were 0-2 against losing to the Jets at home? Like, they were not off to some great start with this reshaped culture. The reshaped culture was one guy. It was Tom Brady.
He was the catalyst to the reshaped culture, but it's not just going to happen overnight. Guys like Bobby Cox and whatever, everyone was empowered once they went out to play following 9/11, following Tom Brady come in. It was an anomalous year, and Bledsoe was never a Belichick guy. How great was Bledsoe after he left here? Made it to the playoffs maybe what, once or never? He was okay in Buffalo, and then
made a Pro
Dallas?
Bowl his first year with Buffalo. That's about it.
So who was right?
Well, if you have just tuned in, you might think there was some sort of actual Tom Brady news today, but there's not. It's the exact same as it was yesterday.
Hasn't changed.
We will keep speculating when we come back here at WEEI.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Curtis, you've done it now. Some of these people are done with you after your comments about Bill Belichick. Why you're wishing for the man to fail is beyond them.
Oh, how great would that be?
Not very great for those of us who are Patriots fans.
Well, your organization made a very poor decision if that's what happens. They chose the wrong guy.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
All right, so I got to kind of agree with Curtis a little bit.
Don't do it.
A little bit. Now, look, the fact that Belichick was there to kind of groom Brady when Brady needs to be groomed into the league, that's a huge factor into what Brady became. But everyone talks about, well, Brady's just a system quarterback. All these haters that want to say that. He was the same quarterback at Michigan. They stuck it to him at Michigan every chance they got for Drew Henson, who couldn't do anything. But because of his physical stature, they gave him all the opportunities until he failed. And when he failed, Brady came out and did exactly what he's done the entire time he's with the Patriots. Now, that being said, Belichick is a genius, okay? He was able to play on Brady's strengths, which is what a great coach does. But you have to understand that from 2000 until 2010, the Patriots won Super Bowls mainly on personnel management of guys like McGinnis, Bruschi, and Rodney Harrison, okay? They could have won 4 Super Bowls in the 2010s, okay? Aside from a fluke catch, David Tyree, that we don't even like to talk about, they could have won 4. But Brady still had to orchestrate drives in several of those Super Bowls that most quarterbacks under the pressure could not have done. I don't care if it's Peyton Manning. I don't care if it's Dan Marino. There are a few that you could say that could have done it, like Joe Montana, Tom Brady.
maybe even Drew Brees. But, you know, as we got into the 2010 through 2020, Belichick did almost everything he could to try and screw Brady out of those championships with horrible game planning. Like, the Eagles, the whole game plan defensively in the Eagles game, put Butler in the benching aside, the game plan for that Super Bowl was atrocious on the defensive side of the ball, and Brady did everything he could to should have win that Super Bowl, but he didn't. So I get what Curtis is saying, where it's like, you know what? Belichick has kind of stuck it to Brady by using his arrogance and his ego to try and believe that he can do anything with anybody, and it bit him in the rear end a few times. It could have bit him in the rear end more than that had Brady not shown absolute heroics in the Atlanta Super Bowl and even in the Seattle Super Bowl. Right. Yes, Butler made the interception, but, you know.
Yes, yes.
I think that the biggest example of why it's Brady over Belichick, look at how the system has tried to be replicated in many other systems across the NFL, whether it's Bill O'Brien, Romeo Crennel, Josh McDaniels. The reason why the Brady offense doesn't work other places is because you can't bring Brady with the offense. The reason why Tom Brady is the system is because they've tried to replicate it with many different players across many different NFL teams,
right,
and they've all failed.
In your mind, Bill is not the best coach ever in the NFL.
No, I'm not saying he's not the best coach.
Yes,
ever.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You're saying it's all Tom Brady.
Well, he's part of the Tom Brady creation, but Tom Brady is much more important than Bill Belichick. Much more important.
Is defense much more important than offense?
Not in today's NFL.
Is Bill Belichick the greatest defensive-minded coach ever?
Yes.
Coach?
He's the best defensive coach in the history of the NFL.
Okay.
Okay.
Rest my defense, case, as they say.
Defense helps win championships, just like having the greatest quarterback helps win championships. Again, why does it have to be Brady or Belichick? Belichick.
Because if they don't sign Tom Brady and give him $35 million a year for 3 years, then Curtis is going to be enraged at Bill Belichick. That's it.
Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick in large part because of Tom Brady.
All right. I'm a little late on this, but I want to give you the chance right now to win the trip to Aruba that we are giving away. We're hooking you up with an all-inclusive 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Aruba. All you have to do right now is go to weei.com/Aruba and enter the code word STEAL, STEAL, at weei.com/Aruba. And you could win yourself a trip to the DV Village Golf and Beach Resort. Your next chance to win is at 12:30 with Dale and Keefe. And then you get another chance this afternoon with Glenn and Lou and Christian at 4:30. And this is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Guys, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Curtis, but I am. So everybody wants to pick apart whether it's Brady or Belichick. I have yet to see Belichick throw a touchdown pass. And that's about as easy as it is to describe this. No matter what system, what plan, whatever, Brady has to execute it. And he does flawlessly every single time.
Do you think that if Bill Belichick had Aaron Rodgers for the 20 years that he's had Tom Brady, he would have been able to win 6 Super Bowls?
I doubt it.
You do?
I doubt it. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is a great athlete, but Brady's the best quarterback of all time.
There's no denying that Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't think anyone is stepping to what Tom Brady did in college, in the pros. Again, we're all Brady super fans, but you have to see what Belichick has been able to put together. There've been a couple bad drafts recently. No denying that as well. But to feel the need to decide like, oh, it's the chef. Oh, it's the ingredients. Oh, it's where they cook them. Who cares? It's worked in harmony for so long, and there's a chance we're going to get to see who succeeds more starting next year. But why can't we just all agree that it's been the perfect synchronicity of talents from both sides for 2 decades?
Well, like a texter said earlier, it's like Lennon and McCartney. Hmm. Like, would either one of them be what they were without the other one?
Right. I'm a Paul McCartney guy, but guess what? Without John Lennon, he's not Paul McCartney today.
They both did pretty well on their own.
Did all right.
Both did all right on their own.
How about two Joes up upstairs and downstairs?
Please isolate that Curtis laugh.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning, morning crew.
What's up, Mike?
What it is. Hey, Curtis, you're a moron. All right? Defense is so much more important in offense, especially in a sport where you can literally score points up to 65 yards away from the freaking end zone.
So how often do shutouts happen in the NFL? Maybe a handful of times each year. So if you're consistently disallowing the other team to score points and you can score the ball, like I said, up to 60 to 65 yards away from the end zone, you tell me which one's more important.
28-3 against the Falcons, they were down. Was that Belichick's defense or Brady's comeback that won the Super Bowl?
I never said that Brady wasn't more
last
important
year
than
AFC Championship game, overtime, the fourth quarter with less than a minute left in overtime.
Who bears more of the blame for being in that position in the first place?
Oh,
Belichick.
On the flippity flip.
Oh, I would absolutely say if Brady's more to blame in that situation.
I would too.
Man, that pick Belichick threw in the first half against the Falcons was awful.
That was horrible. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I don't know. I think everybody has amnesia here. This last season, when the teams were weak, Patriots did well, Brady did well. When the teams were tough, Brady, any pressure, the guy couldn't perform. He would miss passes. The receivers had to do acrobatics just to catch his passes. He was missing open guys. You guys don't understand. Age is something you can't stop. Father Time waits for nobody. This guy is the greatest quarterback ever, but not now. And all the money and everybody, they need to put their money and effort into Stenham or somebody else for the coming season. Because I'm telling you, if you watch the plays and watch his passes, guys were having to come backwards when their momentum just to try to get his passes or jump up to the sky, get their ribs crushed just to catch his passes. The guy's the greatest quarterback ever. But that was then, this is now. And you guys are just hell-bent on getting this guy money, and you're going to be disappointed.
I don't care. I hope he's happy wherever he goes. I hope they both have success. I don't care. I think what we think, all of us, doesn't matter.
What?
It's the mentality of the three people involved. It's really the mentality of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And you don't think that Bill thinks that he can do the same thing with another quarterback that he believes he did with Tom Brady, whether you believe it or not? And you don't think that Tom Brady thinks that he can go anywhere else and do what he thinks he did with this franchise somewhere else?
Of course they both do.
They both do.
And Bill Belichick thinks that the best defensive coordinator for his team happens to be his son?
He's calling the plays.
I mean, honestly, what is he doing? Is he building a family barbecue or is he coaching the team?
Greg, they both have such giant egos, earned giant egos, that of course they think that. And if there's a comp out there for who is it, the player or the coach, that proves in some circumstances it's more player than coach, hold for it, I would say Jordan over his coach, over Phil Jackson. Now, Phil Jackson does go to L.A. and win multiple more championships, but he was always surrounded by elite talent. He didn't go to, like, Memphis and suddenly just go win three championships there. Jordan was much more important than Phil Jackson was. Brady and Belichick work in tandem.
Phil Jackson never made Michael Jordan play with Marshall Newhouse in the starting five.
And
right,
also,
because
Aaron
the
Rogers,
legend of
well, what about
Luke
Scottie
Longley.
Pippen?
Scottie Pippen's one of the 50 greatest players of all time.
And also, Aaron Rodgers does not come anywhere near six titles with Belichick. Aaron Rodgers is not, he lacks the it that Brady has.
How many does Brady get in Green Bay?
15.
Now you're just being ridiculous. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Yeah, this whole debate of, just you have to choose one or the other. You know, it comes down to Belichick, the GM, has to do what he has to do for the team looking forward. I mean, yeah, Brady thinks he can still play, and I have no doubt he can, but to take the money and give it to him for the next 2 years, you know, I think Belichick's ready to move on, and I honestly think it's going to be Stidham, and he's going to eat that money for this year as the quarterback, and he's just going to build the team with defense, and, you know, we've got with running backs, and that's how we're going to do it, and that's how it started out, and, you know, let Brady go off and do his thing, and I just don't understand why it has to be, you know, one or the other in a way, because, you know.
No, I think it was the two of them together, but I think we're going to get to see both of them try it on their own.
By the way, sneaky rip job by Fitzy on Brady today. He brought up not only the Eagles fumble, but the pick in the early stages of the Atlanta game.
Just destroying him.
I full well understand Brady played some of his best ball in the final 17 and a half minutes of Super Bowl 51. Brady himself will tell you that he's made a few bad decisions in his day that have put his team behind the proverbial eight ball or contributed to losses.
Yeah, you just brought every one of them up in the last 10 minutes.
Actually, okay. You want me to bring up a few more, like the pick he threw in Denver that led to the Champ Bailey quote-unquote touchback, or that was not, that old Ben Watson had to chase down? We can go on
Somebody's
all day long.
Been briefed.
So I got to agree with Curtis more on this one, because and to go back to something you said, you asked, would Aaron Rodgers be as successful with Bill Belichick?
Or take Drew Brees, then. Take Drew Brees.
Absolutely not. Would Drew Brees take less than market value for 20 years? Would Drew Brees never throw anyone under the bus? Would Drew Brees buy into the keep-your-mouth-shut-do-your-job system? Absolutely not. There's such a small list of quarterbacks that would do that, and the list of good quarterbacks that would do that, even smaller. And there's only one quarterback with the talent of Tom Brady that has the attitude that matches. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are two misfit puzzle pieces that just happen to fit together because they both look at football the same way, winning above everything else.
But
there
whose
is no
culture,
other major quarterback.
Brock.
There's no other quarterback that would have taken as much less money that Tom Brady did. Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have lasted 5 years.
Whose culture are you talking about them fitting into? Bill Belichick's culture.
It doesn't matter if Bill Belichick
has a coach that doesn't last four years,
if he's just blowing through quarterbacks because of his attitude, it doesn't have to do with him. It has to do with finding the quarterback that fits with him.
And he does that. And he has done that. I don't know. It's an endless argument. And unfortunately, it's going to go for another 28 days?
Ish.
28 days?
It's like you're 28 years. It feels
28 days.
Full circle.
All right, we got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.